sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Sorry, we were finished. We needed a nap right after, like most of the members of Megadeth, actually. It's the way that works. It's kind of weird. When you finish, you sleep. I won. Very happy. Thank you to Mo Money Pawn for bringing us Rock Wars this week. Again, MoMoneyPawn.com. And take care of one of them short or long-term loans. $10? $100,000?
Man, they got it going on over there. $100,000?
Go in there and get $100,000 loan from a Mo Money Pawn, and they'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait around outside to see that guy, though. Oh, I got to get a gander at that cat.
Well, you got to go to MMP Guns right before that. And,
Make sure you're strapped with that $100,000. There's a lot of that. $100,000 is the best way I can do it. I'm selling under them. Like, that's pretty impressive. You're an impressive young man. Thank you, Mo Money Pawn. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. It is the Entertainment Drill brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Reminder again, it is Police Officer Appreciation Week, so if you see a cop, say hi. A lot of them train up there at React Defense because it is the best place to get your training. Unbelievable amount of street training because it is no fair on the streets. There's no rules on those streets. They don't care. You don't have any, you know, hey, you can't do that. You pulled my hair. You poked me in the eye. You kicked me in the balls. There's none of that. You learn how to fight the way that the guy who's going to try and fight you fights and hopefully neutralize that situation as fast as possible. Brett went with me one time, and what people don't realize is you don't sit and square off in a street fight. You start going, and in about 15 seconds, you realize I'm gassed.
Anything you see in the movies, throw it out the door.
Throw it right out the door.
Nothing like that.
No, not at all. And you get into these things, you realize I better get pretty decent at getting somebody away from me in a few seconds because you run out of air awful quick when you go from normal life to, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And that's kind of what they teach you. That adrenaline rise, that goes. You got all the power inside. You just need to corral that thing and use it properly. It is so much fun. The adrenaline's amazing. You'll get in amazing shape doing it. And you'll just feel good. It's just stuff that you put in your tool belt to walk around and say, you know what? I know that rule. It's more important to know that you're going to run out of gas than to actually run out of gas or not run out of gas. But that one cop, I always think of that one cop on the I-10, fought with a dude for 8 minutes. 8 minutes. MMA guys That's go five around marathon. And they look like 8 minutes with a guy who was on drugs and wouldn't just couldn't subdue him. 8 minutes of ground fighting and stand, everything. It's brutal. And so you want to try to learn how to end that as fast as you can and get through those situations. The world's a little bit mixed up. You don't want to be caught on the wrong end of it, and these guys will help you out. ReactDefense.com. They got it in Phoenix. They got it in Glendale. They got it in Chandler. Check out their merch store. They got a lot of great stuff. Their belt buckles are amazing. Josh makes straps for, like, guitars and stuff out of paracord. Mm. Unbelievably cool. He's got that up there. They have dog leashes. They got all sorts of stuff. TacticalBlackVault.com is where you get their merch. Easy enough. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Matt Damon was on the Today Show yesterday, and they asked him about if you talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
He's thrilled
at
about
first,
it.
He says, there's not enough liquor in the world for me to get me to say something about it. And he goes, no, I'm just kidding. I love them both. Really? I hope it's true. That would be awesome. Then he got some hate mail from Jennifer Garner.
Why would she be mad? She doesn't want Ben Affleck back.
Yeah, I know. But he was never a big fan of Jennifer Garner.
He wasn't?
No.
I was going to say, geez, Brady needs to, he's making up some stories. What about, I know we probably got some hate mail from A-Rod.
A-Rod put a little shade on it yesterday.
J-Lo moves on quick, by the way. And will she
again, that could have been going on for a while.
We said this morning you can't really go back. Like, it's hard to go back again. I wonder if Ben Affleck went in there and, you know, it's not the same. It's not what it was when I was nailing it. After Puff Daddy. Because she's been with, like, a bunch of guys since. I wonder.
Not sure.
He's one of the first whiteys, right?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, Mark Anthony and her dancer guy, they were Latinx.
She likes Latinx, and then she stuck with that, and then she went with Puff Diddy. And then...
she with Jeter?
I don't think she was with Jeter. Okay. A-Rod, for sure. We know that. So, yeah, he's, like, one of the only white guys she likes.
He's a Latinx in Argo.
He played a Latinx in Argo. Maybe she's confused.
Oh, yeah, you got that one.
You got a good
Brady's
one.
Brady's trying to sell his.
That's a good one because he won Academy Awards for that.
Yeah.
So that's a good apology.
Remember when Tom Cruise was caught on tape tearing into his Mission Impossible 7 crew?
Yeah.
He was talking about the other day. He says, I don't back down from what I said.
Right.
And he said, by the way, it wasn't the entire crew. selected members
that were idiots.
Violating, yeah. And I was yelling at them.
He's the boss. The goes, boss can yell.
Yeah. There's also, and you know, the guy that's sinking the most money into it, and
his,
you got to get
his name's
stone.
On it.
Yep.
When your name's above the title of the movie, you can yell at the people underneath, going, "Hey, guys, this is my ass here."
Demi Lovato will hunt for aliens on a new Peacock series show called Unidentified with Demi Lovato.
That's it. She's back on drugs. Relapse.
Things she sees. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. She's going to try to identify stuff. You know what I'd like to see? Rorschach with Demi Lovato. Let's get her into a psych ward.
The Simpsons released the full version of their Morrissey parody song.
It was pretty great.
Everyone is horrid except me. And possibly you.
Yeah.
Wonder how that might be number one this week in the downloads.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get a number one download at this point.
I don't know. I'll end it with this: the Smash Mouth beef with Travis Barker.
I didn't know that existed.
I didn't know either. But Travis has been critical of bands like Smash Mouth for playing gigs during the pandemic, calling it disrespectful.
Oh, I do remember that.
It wasn't a direct knock on Smash Mouth, just bands in general, although he mentioned. Smash Mouth is poking fun at Travis' current romance with Kourtney Kardashian. They said, not used to Travis Barker having a full-time publicist. Ooh. Trying to keep him in the 24-hour news cycle. Glad you're Kourtney's a lavish gift for Mother's Day, that she liked it.
Oh, that's nice. So Smash Mouth is picking a fight with Travis.
Then they added, no beef with Travis.
That's coming from Smash Mouth, though. How much?
Both of them, really. I mean, Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend and Smash Mouth fighting shouldn't be interesting at all. But it is a little bit, not going to lie. That's it. I won the Rock Wars. We're all good. Marcus Meng is here, 9 to midnight, Sunday nights, Into the Pit. Got a guest host this week? Didn't you just say that guy wanted to come by? Dave Ellison's coming down. Help out, Marcus. Videos of that. Poor Dave. I feel bad for him, but at the same time.
Tough week.
Is he's it really, nicest guy, too, is, actually.
He's a really nice guy. But did he, I mean, when it all comes down to it.
Well, I
again, it's said a, whoever between
the
him
guy
and his wife.
That leaked it.
Yeah.
Or that's the guy who's going to have trouble, but it's between him and his wife. Nobody wants to get caught jerking off. But if you're going to get caught jerking off, at least have it be hilarious like this, because that's the only way to go down. I'm sure his house is not comfortable right now. Oof, man, that's got to be awkward. And every time he's alone.
What are you doing in there?
Come on, I can't take a dump anymore without you all over me. I'll call you back.
The wife took the doors off of everywhere. All the rooms are no doors.
No doors, and all the lotion's been replaced with sand. They're just paperweight. Poor Dave. That's it. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!